You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, that time of the show where we head to our community gem. So listeners will know that's the title I've chosen for this segment now after all your feedback, community gems. And one of them joins me today. Her name is Jackie O'Connor, and she describes herself as a pioneering philanthropist. And I will admit to listeners, I had to practice to get my tongue around that, pioneering philanthropist. And she heads up a place known as Heart Place Hospital. So Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Simon. Great to be here.
Now, we both share the same surname, O'Connor, but we've noted that we're probably not directly related.
Not this time, no.
Not this time. I'm sure that at some point way, way back in histories, but I thought I'd better put that out there before listeners go, hey, what's going on here? So, Jackie, tell us about yourself. Tell us about Heart Place Hospital.
Yeah, thank you. So Heart Place Hospital came out of my own lived experience. So I've been a New Zealand registered nurse for coming up 30 years at the end of this year. And it was 8 years ago where I was the help, seeking help. And I went, and that's a really tricky position to be in. It's not easy asking for help when you are the help. And so I found the courage to do that. And I was bitterly disappointed with the support that I was offered. So I created what I was seeking, what I was needing. And so Heart Place Hospital is caring for our carers, so our vital frontline workers in health and education, which is what I was. And it's providing them. So we do have, some areas do have EAP, Employment Assistance Program, which is 3 free sessions a year. And I did access that. And it just didn't meet my needs. I felt it was a very, very much a tick box exercise. And I had specific needs that I had at the time. So I had to go on my own quest of healing. And in that time, I also discovered that I wasn't alone, that there was others just like me who were the help, who were needing to ask for help, didn't have the courage to do so, plus didn't know where to go and get that help. So Heart Place Hospital is a very bespoke, unique, it's an EAP on steroids, basically. So it's meeting people where they're at. It's a safe, soft land. 80 to 90% of frontliners don't access support because of the stigma. So we've all got lived experience. So there is, we hope, no stigma. We can't say for sure, but we hope there's no. And we meet people where they're at, and we support them with their needs and get them back into the roles that they love and stay in New Zealand and support our society and all our citizens to thrive.
Which in itself is amazing. I've been struck actually over time for people often in that community or philanthropic sector. It's a personal experience, which to use your terms has helped heal self, but also has then generated a desire to help others. So are you solely, if you will, focused on supporting people within, say, the medical and health profession? Are they the ones that will come to your, if you will, hospital for that sort of healing and care?
Well, so we're a registered charity. So a lot of our work is around raising awareness and energy. So if you think of money being energy, so our doors are open to everybody. So anything that we offer, any events, satellite clinics, workshops, online accommodation, any of those events are actually open to everybody. Where possible, we take away that barrier of any barriers for those in the front line. So, and therefore we are ripple effecting out this energy and this information to so many people that they're seeing each day. So if we heal one healer, we can heal a whole community, where, you know, a whole classroom, that whole classroom heals, they go home, the whole families. So it's a really fast way to ripple effect out that we are whole. There's nothing wrong, bad and broken with us. It's just we need to find a way back to our wholeness.
Well, as you're saying, who sort of at times heals the healers? My own life and experience, far too many people burn out. And again, I'm no clinician. I don't have your depth of experience, but my observation's been here that people are burning out, and so much of it's the stigma, as you say, that they don't know who to talk to. They don't feel they can. So tell us what you mentioned clinics, workshops. Just give our listeners a bit of a sense of what some of these services might look like.
Yeah, sure. So Hapless Hospitals evolved over time. So to begin with, it was me. I was looking like a coach and a facilitator and a guide. And then over the years, as I've supported so many people to find their wholeness, they now are service providers for Hapless Hospitals. So that's when I stopped it being a business and turned it into a registered charity, because we now had service providers. So service providers were once visitors. They remain as visitors forever. So we continue to care for those carers. And then we have our visitors who come in. Not always in burnout. I really want to emphasise that. We're getting lots of younger people who are actually wanting to prevent burnout. So they're coming in and accessing our expertise so that they can really craft a life so that they can avoid burnout. But we have a lot of burnout as well.
Can I just say that's exceptionally reassuring to hear. You know, there's so much ambulance at the bottom of the cliff stuff. It's just actually quite inspiring to know that there's those identifying the trend early and wanting, as you say, to prevent, and then there's people like yourself there to help.
Yeah, and I really want to emphasise to your listeners, there is actually a lot of us who are doing grassroots creating, and we are available and heart-centred and ready to support, so that we do have a thriving society and community, and that we do actually keep this expertise and support these vital providers, service providers in New Zealand supporting us. So, yeah, it is actually happening. It's making a huge difference. And, you know, coming full circle from my lived experience of a tick box experience to now providing actually something that meets people's needs, it's phenomenal, the change that it can make. It would have been such a faster journey for my healing had that been available.
So there's a lot of this, in a sense, like a, probably the wrong word, but like a counselling and support services. And is it a physical location, but also online? I mean, how do people access your help and support?
Yeah, so like I said, bespoke. So we've got a podcast series. So if you're a listener, then you can listen to it. We've got a weekly newsletter with lots of support on there. So if that's how you learn, but if you prefer to be in group work, we've got group work. If you prefer private one-on-one, we've got that. We've got a physical space that we can accommodate people, do workshops, satellite clinics. So satellite clinics will invite in service providers, and people can come and actually experience a whole lot of support. It's beyond, it's way beyond happy thoughts and pedicures. It's actually ultimately what we're aiming, our mission is just to actually support people to heal any boundary wounds, to be able to advocate for themselves and others, and then to craft a life that best suits them. We get those three things right. For someone on the front line, and then that energy and that information then oozes out to all those that they're supporting.
Makes sense to me. I mean, so much can be quite cosmetic in life, if you will, and actually it's going beyond that and deeper. And I've always been struck too, Jackie, so the word nexus for me has always been quite an important one, that actually you're just one node in a wider network, and actually the changes in your life for the positive can flow on. It's quite remarkable.
Yeah.
So do you continue your your registered nurse practice as well, or are you full time involved with this now?
This is full time. Yeah, fully immersed. So hence pioneering philanthropy.
I love the term.
Yeah, me too. Well, I don't have a path that I'm following. I'm making it up as I go along. So very much part of, you know, I'm the podcast host. I'm the triage nurse. I'm the coordinator with all the service providers, marketing. I do all the event and grant writing. So Yeah, definitely.
Gosh.
Pioneer. Yeah, it's big. So we're just over a year, which is really big in the charity space. I literally could write the charity book for dummies now.
Why not? There's another opportunity.
I know, right? I know.
It would save people a lot of stress.
Oh, yeah, it'd be massive, yeah. So, yeah, getting through that first year is massive. I think there's something like only 10% of charities make that first year. And so I feel like we've moved through the seeding and now we're coming through to the emerging. Certainly don't need – people find us really easily – because through word of mouth, because we make a big difference in a short amount of time. Really excited about what's really excited about what's next, and open to all opportunities.
Well, that's a great segue to tell us how do people get in touch? Obviously, you're inspiring, enthusiastic work. How do people find your podcast? How do they find out more about the Heart Place Hospital? How do they get in contact with you?
Oh, sure. So everything's on our website, so heartplacehospital.org.nz. But we're also on YouTube as Heart Place Hospital. We're on Spotify as Heart Place Hospital. We're on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook as Heart Place Hospital as well.
So you're a social media guru as well, on top of everything else that you're doing.
Not at all.
Yeah. Well, and listeners won't be able to see this because obviously it's radio, but Jackie is incredibly relaxed for someone who's doing all this work. So Jackie, look, thank you so much for coming on to the show and talking us through what you do at Heart Place Hospital and sharing a little bit of your journey as well. And can I just encourage listeners to jump online, access or understand more fully what Jackie is doing and her team at heartplacehospital.org.nz. So Jackie, thanks again. Lovely to have you on.
Thank you so much, Simon.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.